Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Right, this is U105. It's Friday. We're on the countdown to the weekend. Let me speak to John McPolan from the ambulance service. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, we heard reports indeed this morning, a couple of descriptions of an ambulance having difficulty getting through the revelers. How much of an issue was that?
Well, Frank, yes, it was a very busy day for us. If you compare it to last Thursday, we were throughout the region with 4.5% more calls, but in Belfast with 36% more calls than we had last Thursday. So it was a very stressing time for our crews. During the day, we had reports of a couple of incidents where bottles were thrown at the vehicles. So we did put a wee thing out on social media last night asking people to take responsibility for their friends and other revelers to make sure that our crews were left untouched as they went about their business. But unfortunately last night, just after 9 o'clock, we attended a patient, a male patient who was lying on the street in Bank Street in Belfast, and he became very aggressive to the crew, so much so that he spat on them and then he kicked them both. Police were called. They had to restrain him. They went in the back of the ambulance to make sure he was kept restrained because he continued to be aggressive. And when he got to the hospital, it appears he also assaulted a member of the hospital staff. But in all the actions that he did in the back of the ambulance, he kicked one of our female crew in the stomach. And she actually has been admitted to the hospital. She went to the Ulster Hospital and had a CT scanner. And at 5 o'clock this morning, she was admitted to the hospital for further observations to make sure that whatever was found in the CT scanner wasn't too serious.
This guy who was carrying out these series of assaults, was he a St. Patrick's Day reveller or just someone who you'd come across any night of the week?
Well, I don't know, Frank. You know, he's 19-year-old. He was full of drink. And unfortunately, we do come across those people every night of the week. But absolutely, yes, he was just a crazy day for us. But there's no excuse, no matter where St. Patrick's Day or any other night of the week, for any 19-year-old male to kick a female member of staff who's there actually for no other reason than to help this person, for him to kick her in the stomach and cause her such serious pain that she had to, you know, they had no intention to go to hospital first of all, but it happened at just after 9 o'clock and it was at 20 to 2. She decided that her pain was that much, she had to go to hospital, get it checked out, and there was a CT scanner put through her to make sure she was okay.
And will steps now be taken? Will the legal process be followed through where someone like that will face court?
Well, we would sincerely hope so, Frank. That I know that the police have been on this morning asking for statements from the crew, and we would hope that based on the statements given from the crew that the police will decide that this is in the public interest and there's enough evidence that this person will appear before the courts and that he will be dealt with in the harshest possible way, because we cannot have this anymore. That we have to plan for a day of celebration to put on extra crews to deal with 36% more calls in Belfast and for our crews to be attacked.
I had one description earlier on from Raymond Farley of assistance needed to be given to the ambulance crew to reverse out of a situation in the Holy Lands where the young people simply weren't cooperating with the Blues and Twos. Now, you can put that down to drink, you can put it down to whatever, but that's the leading edge of anarchy. If we have kids who will not respect the ambulance service and who aren't prepared to let it through to possibly save someone's life.
Absolutely. It's imperative, you know, that throughout the history of the ambulance service, people have respected us and made way for us. And I don't want to over-egg this, Frank. It's a small minority of people who perhaps led that blockage that stopped us getting through. But, you know, nobody's going to tell me that there aren't enough young people out there who could actually go the other way and said, you know what, wise up, get off that road and let that crew through, because whoever's in that roof at this moment in time, he might need that ambulance later on, and what happens if he can't get through then? You know, because we serve people without fear or favour, and we just want to be able to get through, and we want to do our job, and we do not want our staff to be admitted to hospital at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Very understandable call. John, thank you. Thank you. And our good wishes to the female paramedic who is in hospital after being kicked by a thug last night.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.